Hello and welcome to the Spiritual Solopreneur Podcast. Today my guest is Glendy Jung. Glendy is an energy healer and spiritual mentor. She teaches empaths and wellness practitioners to use their innate energetic awareness and higher dimensional energy skills for defense, healing, empowerment, and ascension. She also activates their abilities to stop energy leaks and plug emotional drains so they can navigate life's tight corners at work and at home with grace. Hi, Glendy.
Hi, Beth.
Thanks for being here. Glendy, I love that you help people navigate the life's tight corners. And there's no shortage of those. All of us got plenty of tight corners, but I would imagine in particular the empathic and highly sensitive souls among us are the walls a little closer and the corners a little tighter for that group.
Certainly, and oftentimes very unspoken as well, because we just kind of accept it as they're just normal when it is not. There may seem to be a little bit more ups and downs, a little more roller coasters, but the worst part being a lot of those roller coasters are not even ours. They belong to the people around us, belong to circumstances, places, because we are there for a reason, right? And we have a little bit of a thankless job to absorb and find a way how to transmute those energy that we picked up.
Exactly. So I want to talk about how you help your clients, but before we get there, I just wanted to ask you about what you did previously to being an energy healer. It seems like you've had some careers in looks like neuroscience and cybersecurity. So how do we pivot from there to energy healing?
You know, I've always been growing up has all been a sci-fi nerd. And of course, studying neuroscience was an obvious choice. It was not as popular a term as it is now. Primarily work with neuroanatomy, study of the biology of aging and development. So you are talking about very hardcore in the laboratory research and involved a lot of animals. After having to kill a lot of animals, and I'm like, yeah, I'm like, well, is it really, and the career prospect being relying on government grants at the NIH and NIMH, as well as professorships at universities to continue professorships and investigations of all these, you know, how the human brain works by ways of working through a lot of times animals. And I really questions, is it really, really, really the part of science that I really enjoy? And I also kind of see behind the scene what science is about in our society. And I got the opportunity to transition to work in, instead of the organic brain, into the digital brain in the cybersecurity computer fields for many years. That's actually the bulk of my career. So I have the opportunity to hop from companies to companies as a consultant, Fortune 100, Fortune 500 companies, big, large scales enterprise security projects. So that's a completely different world that I was in. But at the same time, I was lucky enough to work at a company where I was able to revamp my yoga journey. And that's actually when a lot of the spiritual work that has begun in parallel to my corporate career, unbeknownst to me at the time, the little yoga classes that I started years ago, before it become popular like now, I mean, and got me into esoteric Tibetan Buddhism, energy healing, spiritual herbalism, got me to be a lot of very things that I looking back, they all ties into the energetics of our existence. And also unbeknownst to me, that's kind of what kind of carried me through to corporate career, kind of navigating the energy drain throughout the week, and where all my weekends and holidays are completely spent in either retreats, and this is before retreats become popular like now, like all forms of retreats that you can mention, from more vacations like to like lock into a room for like 3 weeks straight by yourself with deep sadhana, silence retreat on your own. And so I have went through a lot of the corporate world, and interestingly enough, provided the environment for me to supporting me to actually have dived deep into a lot of spiritual learning, certifications, training, retreats, and experiences.
Ironically, huh?
Yeah.
So it
And
was
like,
just kind of a side thing that you were doing, or something that they offered as an EAP thing or something like.
no, not at all. No, it just it started out, I think, one company that I consulted at, some a woman there, and there was, because it's in the technology field, there's not a lot of women, so we talked,
Right.
right,
That's fine.
and suggested, hey, there's a yoga class there, anybody interested? And it was just kind of like an off random thing, if you will, and 10 years later, 15 years later, and I got deep into a lot of different esoteric practices and study and learning. So no, if anything, I actually was trying to bring in yoga into my company by the time I rise through the rank as an executive at a consulting firm, which I did, brought yoga into, and that was before any of these things are a popular thing.
Exactly.
Wellness, it's a quiz everybody takes, so how many glasses of water they drink.
Exactly. That's
So
really delving deep, right?
I'm very familiar with both sides of the spectrum. So I was actually literally in a spiritual closet by the time that I was actually doing all the energy work. I was totally in a spiritual closet. That is, it's I'll have my second roles, but the real, like, the stuff that I do behind the scene, and it's on my completely different life, a separate life, if you will. Yeah.
Exactly. That's fascinating. So you are involved in helping folks release energies or clear certain energies. What do people typically come to you for help with? Do they have physical ailments? Are they having, or just is it the general toll of, being exposed to other people basically throughout the day?
Both. And I think I started out, especially when I was doing a particular form of healing. It's more chakra based, more energy fields based, chakra based, and there's a lot of more specific to physical, like addressing people's physical issues. Or at least that's the beginning point, right? Because usually when we have a pain or have a problem, that we start, oh, the awareness start as it hurts or not hurts, or how much does it hurt?
Funny how that works. You don't delve into do it unless you have a darn good reason, like you're in
Exactly.
pain.
And I think by now we have kind of becoming more aware of our emotions. But it's accepted that, yes, our emotional thoughts are entangled, it affect our physical health. And then it just happens so that I dive into a lot more on the other spectrum, where the spiritual, psychic, energetic aspect and how they actually affect the mental and the thoughts and emotion, therefore affecting the physical health. So a lot of what people come to me, I would say that the best bang for the buck, if you will, like the help that I can offer, it's more on the further spectrum side of the house, or at least our empaths with some level of awareness and skill set, because a lot of the things, they can progress really fast. It's more so the mentorship, the guidance in evolving the journey, more than just the healing. Sure, the healing comes along the way, whether it's disentangling certain emotions and thoughts, sometimes it's external circumstances. But more importantly, and a lot of times it's the emotions and the randomness of things that are popping up that I'm like, no, it's not yours, but you have to learn how to, right, deciphering it and applying the right energetics and skill set, right? Because a lot of times the same pattern comes up. So it kind of tested you, like, wait, is it mine? Or, it takes a while to figure out, is it mine or not mine? And why is it bombard me in a certain way? So that a lot of times ties into much deeper, whereas the psychic, energetic, spiritual issues that each person has, that's a lot less explainable, if you will, as just, it's just a random anxiety or like a work stress, but it's deeper than that.
Right. Well, I've always sort of felt that if you have a physical ailment, the first thing you want to do is shift the energy that may be associated with that, and then as sort of a byproduct, the physical part of it gets healed. Is that basically how it works? I mean, they say your physical ailments come from energy first, right?
Yes. There is one school of thought is that we have an etheric blueprint, a template that we our physical body follow. So it's much easier to actually chip away, or instead of chipping away at ice, we make the changes at the when things are still in the fluidity, liquid, gaseous level, if you will,
Right.
if you compare it to water, versus just chipping away in the physical sense. So the body would just naturally follow when those energetics are being influenced. Absolutely. And then even though I would say that they are, yes, you can address the symptoms, you can remove the pain, but if you don't address the root cause or the energetic cause, the emotional cause, the back door, the deeper things that side to with it, it has a tendency to come back. And I think a lot of us have experienced that, you know, and we just kind of sometimes like ignore it, forget it, and don't just kind of, you know, getting the 15 massage or whatever physical adjustments, right? That it makes us feel better for the moment. And those usually takes faster to make us feel better. Energy work sometimes can take like 10, you know, 5 minutes, it's done. Other times it will take a few days for to everything to kind of click in for it to work. And sometimes it takes a lot longer. And it depends on how deep those grooves that the patterns that have ingrained and the levels of complexity that potentially that we have been carrying.
Interesting. Is energy in and of itself innately positive or negative, or is that something that we add that judgment to whatever's coming in?
I think that's a topic, that's a bigger opening that we're talking about. It's nothing, you know, on one hand, nothing is just like that's one side. It's there's all complexity within. On one hand, you can say that, and sometimes something good for someone is absolutely bad for the other person. And we actually see that a lot. There's so many modalities of things. There are a lot of things just does not work on me or work in another person. So I've experienced that in a lot of myself. And then there are things that takes me 2 seconds to take care of. And it doesn't. You know, when we talk about like bad energy, it really depending on their relationship to us, because sometimes a lot of time it has to also to do with our own personal receptor for it. So we have a tendency, it hit us harder because, you know, the other person doesn't even register it because they don't have the original wounding or trauma or scar that to or the receptor to actually make it a thing. So
That's a great explanation.
right? So, and then it just hit right, you know, hits somebody else like right in the heart. And then it's a part of the lessons and karma, whatever you called it.
Exactly.
So, it's things a lot of complex than that, I would say, than just good or bad. At the same time, sure, we can, at the minimum level, yes, we can, let's, you know, pretend that it is that simple. And then at least on a, knowing that on a, we need to address it on a personal level and giving grace to the other, you know, the other party, whatever that we're comparing ourselves with, right? We often do that in any situation, right? Or we're hoping that things would work for us in a way that, you know, would work for others. Yeah, that's how oftentimes how things works, right? And the big part of it's really going through, you know, being okay with going through our own personal journey and finding what is good for us, what is bad for us. Yeah. And continuously elevating that threshold.
Exactly. I mean, it almost doesn't matter if the energy is one way or another. It's how it hits you and why it hits you
Yeah.
that way. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. So do you think that when we're talking about negative, call it negative energies that we're trying to clear, are there entities around that are glomming onto us as well, whether it's low-level entities from astral projection or a dream or ETs or whatever, that those things exist to give us problems as well?
All day long. Well, before, okay,
Was
let's.
afraid of that.
I mean, it's a joke, it's not a joke. The world is much bigger and much more complex than we thought. And I think as it's we're actually we are going through a phase where we're waking up, and we're waking up to a lot of different things. And a big part of it is recognizing that there is a lot of things that we just never seen before, right? It's no different than before the invention of microscope. We didn't know there's, all these little things, tiny things that we never seen. And then all of a sudden there's pictures of them. We see them swimming and then you have this slide or right. And all kinds of things that, or even deep sea
All
creatures,
these
right?
quirks and things now.
So as we humans learn and regain our capacity and learn to work to upgrade our own apparatus, we'll be able to register some of these things on our own. And of course, again, going back to their purpose and reason why they're there, some of them has been with us for lifetimes and lifetimes and lifetimes, eons. And they are sometimes even, it's almost part of us. Because, think about it. When do you separate between the parasite, your bacteria? Is it you or not you? Right? So, but, and then there are times that, yes, we, in some cases, we're like, wait a minute, we don't like these, overgrowth of parasite. We need to clean them out. So so when I talk about the spiritual, energetic, psychic bucket of categories, of detriments or negative energies, yeah, there's all those, there's actually a very, very big buckets and different categories of things that affect us. It's, a lot of times I keep on joking because as Chinese growing up, like ghosts is a very scary thing. At spirits, right? People who pass and haven't move on, and I always keep on joking and tell people, I'm like, you don't understand. Ghost is the least sort of problem. That's the easy to take care of. So yeah, there is a lot like hardest, a lot stickier stuff, if you will, because again, going back to how and why they are can affect us in the first place, right? And it ties into much deeper of a personal history that we're not have no awareness of. And a lot of those things are actually part of our DNA that can regrow over time. So instead of just pointing fingers like it's them, it's the other, some other people. Yes, that happens. You pick up in places. Yes, it happened. But there are things that actually in our thoughts and our patterns that I keep on regenerating on its own. So it's always that interactions that happening in multi directions. And the more that each of us work through learning how to manage our energy in conjunctions of understanding who we are in a deeper, deep, much deeper galactic sense, then we will discover, be able to do a better release of these that are, think of some of these stuff are like deep into our subconscious. Yeah. And there's all sort of very interesting stories that perhaps you uncover along the way on your journey to who you truly are. Yeah.
And so this is not a thing. The law of attraction states that thoughts are things. I assume that is backwards for you because it is for me. This is written in 1889, but that's the basis of the law of attraction. So this is not a thing where if I don't dwell on the fact that these things are around and might possibly come to harm me, they won't. What
Well,
about that theory?
there's a little bit of a big dose of spiritual bypassing, I would say, and a lot of work that I even moved on into. I don't even call it spiritual because it's high dimensional science, I call it, or actually what a mentor call it, or explain it. It's because in spirituality, there's a little bit of like, right? If you just focus on love and light, if you focus on positive, if you call onto your favorite, angels and ancestors, and you get your protections, and then there's all these things, and then there's somebody like battling on our behalf, and we don't have to worry about it. And that's, I would sum it up with more of the spiritual standpoint of it. And I, in it's as I grew up, through my path. And again, there's many paths, actually, and grew up through my path, through very deep into many major deep spiritual traditions, and definitely through that route too. And I've also discovered that things are not as like a rosy rosy glasses and road. And in fact, we a big part of how we able to change when we talk about law of attractions and talk about it, it's really not beyond, going beyond the thoughts, but in, if you're going to have the thoughts aligned with your own energy. And the part that we miss is that we don't understand the energy that we're carrying. And not just in terms of just feeling fantastic and being happy. Yeah, you don't, all those things are not sick to you. Sure, there's that part of that. But that's the deeper history that we be carrying, that had with things that we inherited from our ancestors, from our other lives. So those are the things that it's a, you know, a big, a bread box. It's much bigger than that, you know, who you are, this current physical body and this name, right? The bread box is much bigger. And that kind of causes into, well, if, can you, can, you know, if you don't think about those things that I don't think exist, and in my, it just happens so that in my journey, no, you can't, because, I have, you know, plenty of people come speak of abduction experiences. That they, you know, that in their childhood that they never talked to anybody before, right? I have my interesting stories about, you know, different dimensional beings and talk to other people who have access to different levels of things. And a lot of people just simply dabble into the astral realm, which is actually a lot of people do. Yeah. And it's think of it as like ghetto, spiritual ghetto. So who you talk to, you, it might not be saying the real thing, whatever's real, the truth, or the all for highest, you know, the most positive thing. So it's easy to glamorize a little bit of like even what's over the other side. And even when we, but in the beginning, when we gain access to things, for people waking up who are able to see or communicate or channeled or download, even then, we're still in the kindergarten stage for most, and not having the level of discernment that's necessary to really know what's behind the scene. And yeah, so that's, I'm coming with like a cautionary point of view, and also from people that who have been around and actually has a deeper layers of understanding and ability and capacity to access these things. So, short answer is,
No, it doesn't work that way. That's the answer.
And yes, short answer is no, but at the same time, I also want to, you know, it's, you know, for some people, for me, knowing all these things, it's, for me, it's empowering. It's grounding. It's know what we're dealing with. And so that, you know, and be neutral about it. And versus something that being fearful about. So we almost need to be, you know, adopt a psychology to learn to be the bigger world. You know how when we, I guess when we're kindergarten, we'll grow up into high, eventually go up to high school, and it's like, wait a minute, there's chemistry class, there's gym class, it's just not like cupcakes and, you know, and crafts and singing song.
I remember thinking that, yeah.
Right? So it's gonna, we have to go, you know, each of us has our own individual growing pains into that world. And it's not as like gentle and easy, and we have to take responsibility, we have to do homework, and right, we have to show up, we know, with the right notebook in class. So so I think I think there's like a maturity growing up process that we need to go through, and still staying strong in who we are. And it's, those things are fine. We're just, this is it is what it is, and it's just part of our things to work through. It's just
exactly. Awesome. And then there's the other side of it too, is not just protection from the negative stuff, but you also don't want to let any of the good stuff leak out.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's constant cultivations of our own energy, our own resolve, our own expanding our worldview, right? So yes. And it's, you know, it's, this morning I was just thinking to myself, because a lot of times I need to explain what is energetic hygiene and clearing, and I compare to brushing our teeth, and it's just like the boringest, like, right, analogy. But it's, you know, there are people who spend an hour in front of the mirror every morning putting on makeup, right? And, you know, doing their hair, And I spent about 30 seconds and at most. So I right. So it's all more just like growing, whether it's I need to learn how to do, I mean, I still don't know how to, wearing glasses, I never really learned how to do eye makeup.
Yeah, I don't bother with it because you can't see my eyes anyway.
Exactly. But you know, it's the equivalent, right? With somebody who is sensitive and right to recognizing, yes, they have to learn to do the eye makeup, meaning the energetic work that to make them feel better, look better, right? More shiny, more grounded, and in a way that's suitable for them. Yeah.
Exactly.
And versus who are those who are not sensitive, they might just like, I'm like, okay, whatever, that's, I don't know what we're talking about. But you know, they can just walk around with just like a, you know, with a hand brushing their hair, and they feel good, you know.
And then there's the people that spend that kind of time on their spirituality in the morning doing meditations and
That's what I
all
mean.
that. Yeah.
Exactly. That's what I mean. Yes, exactly. Instead of, yeah, it's I mean, ideally by now I would do be doing at least 1 to 2 hours of energy work a day, if not more.
Wow. Very cool.
And actually I'm doing a lot of energy work constantly anyway, like waking
Yeah.
up, sleep, and before I go to sleep. So all those things, and depending on who you are, depending on your sensitivity, depending on what your propensity of being pulled into, sleep, for example, is a big topic. Then dream time, right? What happens in dream, where you go in dream. So then there may be practices that will be helpful so that you actually can function better on a human level. In addition to just, you know, sometimes, you know, a lot of people waking up groggy, waking up like having all this crazy dream, been all over the place and all kinds of experiences. So that's
Exhausted when you wake up, having
what
been God knows where.
I have a story to tell about that. So yeah,
Okay,
absolutely.
I want to hear it.
Yeah, so there's a, again, depend on the person. So whether you do your makeup, do your hair, do your clothes, whichever you choose your beauty routine that makes you feel good, and the energetic part being part of it. Yeah.
Exactly. I l watched well, I guess watched is the wrong word because I had my eyes closed, your energy clearing video and also the oh, it's the lymphatic what is it called? Lymphatic drainage.
Lymphatic cleanse, yeah.
Yeah. And both of them are short, you know, 20 minutes or less. I found both to be very powerful. What is going on in there? What are you shifting energy with your words in those videos?
So I was actually doing something called a Yuen method. It's one of the modality that I work with, as well as I use multidimensional energy tools that access this like a tensor field that access and through the Yuen method, it's more like instead of sending energy to you per se, it's more of like resonating with whoever, like it's more like your, I'm activating your spine to be the antenna to receive and process the energy the way that we share in during the session, the recordings. And a lot of them I also use, yeah, I think primarily it's the Yuen method I do, but I also do dowsing, which using some of those tools as my pendulum, if you will, to clear and energize energy as the foundational principles. Yeah.
That's what the
Yeah.
pendulum or the necklace is for the
Yeah. Yeah.
dowsing. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I work with a lot of lists and charts. And it's simple, you know, part of it is just, well, when you can discover. So for group healing, it's more like, okay, I'll do like a general sweep for everybody. For more like individual work, then yeah, we'll, you know, dive into like, okay, is it, do we have this problem? And if we have it, then we clear it out. And, you know, to what level? So we could be asked more questions and dive deeper into the specific, if you will. Yeah.
And you also do sound healing, right?
Yes, I do.
Is that part of the videos too, or is that just a separate thing?
The sound that you heard are my crystal balls. They are my sound.
Ah, oh, beautiful.
Yeah. I don't know if I actually had done overtone singing in those two. Maybe not. I don't
I
remember.
didn't hear any, well, not that I heard, but
Yeah.
yeah, I just noticed the sound in the background is is very soothing. How does that work? Is it just a soothing sound?
Sound healing, not just soothing, and especially using the crystal bowls or any instruments that you're working with intention, is just an extension of a tool. So especially with crystal, and that they take commands, if you will. And when you work with crystals, and some of the crystals, based on the properties of the crystals, as well as some of the tones or how you work with the energetics of it, it also has its own healing properties as well. Whether it's, for example, rose quartz bowls can shift energy in our emotional fields. Work with our heart energy, and a lot of bowls have the different properties. And I also sometimes work with the different bowls to amplify very specific like energy that I work with it as well. So sound healing, that's a whole, and it's becoming getting more and more popular.
It is.
You're seeing a lot more everywhere, and the quality in the instruments, like the how is it made, who is it made, as well as where do you retune it yourself energetically. That's also something to play with, as well as who is actually playing it, because part of it, it's a big part of it, it's the energy that's from the practitioner that is emanated in the field. So those are
Oh,
all
cool.
combinations of
Yeah. I'm fully aware of the different energies of different kinds of crystals. I've got all kinds of them that are used for different things. So the bowls, I didn't realize, can be made out of those crystals as well, right?
Yeah, they infuse all the ones I have, I infuse with specific crystal. So the base is quartz. On top of it has like a super. One bowl I have is Super Seven. Another I have is an Aqua Aura Gold. Another bowl I have, it's I have a rose. I have a white gold. So I have a assortment
Beautiful.
of different.
The names are beautiful.
Yeah, they affect the body differently, and then there's also the ideas of different tones that does it to different energy centers, and so you can there's slice and slice, slice in different way, but more importantly, it's really how it feels in the body, feel for the person who listened. Yeah.
You mentioned in a video that the veil is lifting. Is this the ascension that we're all hearing about?
Yeah, you can say that. There's many different explanations or an understanding and proponents of what the ascension is about. But we are definitely at an age where the Earth ship has been traveling through the different sectors of space, where a lot of old things, space and time, the limited time, the time capsule that we're actually collectively under, where things are a lot of the old, a lot of the things that we know of as norm for the last 15,000 years, or the way the society's progress and humanity and civilizations, that's changing. And I think it's pretty obvious as well, and it be by now what we see day to day, in addition to what we've been hearing even from a lot of different traditions, from astrology, from Indian Native American traditions, and if there's something a lot older than that, I would say. But regardless, the result, it's translate to a lot of people, because a lot of people waking up, whether they are from really, really far away, or from depends on how they got here. And that's a lot of the galactic history that I personally very interested in, and actually makes sense to me to explain a lot of what is in the spiritual world and religion world. And who knows, who knew that when the science and the sci-fi and this and what's above us in the sky, they're all linked together. So I think it's we're coming to age where those even the government recently acknowledged the UA existence of UAP.
Yep.
So there will be more. The age of disclosure is coming, but it's not going to be done the way that we are expected, like in movies. So it's so so that so the this is an age for those that who are waking up and also begin to make more choices to what directions we're heading, given where we are, as well as what is to come, because of the changes, different factions doing different things that are departing from the way that things have been done. So it's a time for us to create our future, really. And for a lot of people, this is very natural calling, I think. They just naturally all of a sudden just need to move from one state to another, or naturally, right, need to change career. Or you can, and a lot of people also experience changes after our collective initiations. It's calling, right, the last 4 years. So there's more to it and more to come. But I think to me, the ascensions, and it's very interesting because there's a lot of ideas about new Earth, 5D, 3D. I'm not in any of those camps, actually. There is definitely a work towards who we truly are. And that works require us going deep to let go of even more of the burdens that we didn't know we carry, and embrace even deeper into our own the trust in ourselves and capacity that we didn't know we have to create, you know, step into a future that we never thought that, like you know, letting go of the how we thought life needs to be. So it's going to be interesting.
Definitely. Do you think
Yeah.
it's something that's going to unfold slowly, sort of over the course of a couple of lifetimes, or we, you know, because I keep hearing about, oh, 2024, 2028.
I know, right? It's keep on dates, and you know, it's funny because every day comes and goes, and even the eclipse, for example, right, coming up. You know, there every time there's all these big dates, there's then boohoo is like nothing happened. But is it really nothing happened? Like there's right, because if you know how much has changed in the last 10 years, right? Since 2012, or since right. That was a big date.
Right,
So,
was.
right? Yeah. And I think the bigger part of ascensions for me, and it's very interesting because since the very beginning, the one reason I step onto a lot of the spiritual path, like what 20 years ago, is there's a steadfast idea that we are more than this, and we come from, you know, we have places to go, and in order for us to go to those places. Energetically, it's up to us to do the work.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's has become very clear. So, and those work start from within and hopefully translate to something that tangible in our society. And then energetically, it's gonna help us to move to where we really, you know, at the end, you know, the energy would align us into the different timelines and realities. So that's my personal work. And that's also the work that one of the reasons the foundations of working with energetic, be energetic and unshakable. It's part of us, you know, like there's so many things I don't know, but what we can work with what's known that is tangible within our capacity now that we have based on our sensitivity. And as we, you know, it's like video game, right? You fight one boss, oh, then the next adventure comes, the next boss comes, and on and rinse and repeat. So we have to take on that journey joyfully. We have to take on that journey with trust of our capacity, and then that's to me is that's part of the work and during the ascension. So.
Awesome. And I would think that doing the energy clearings kind of you clear stuff out, and that leaves room for you to be able to work on these other things and realize who you really are.
Yeah, I would say that the door opens, right? When you clear something out there, space and things would arise. So definitely when you do some of these work, and you know, it's you got a new lesson, you got a new epiphanies, your new skill set, right? Or you overcome something from the past that you know of from this current life. So it's you just kind of have to take it as a game. And I think for a lot of and the hard part is if you notice patterns that are not resolving, that keep on coming back, then like and by the time it hits you, a lot of time is like 10, 20 years later. So many people of not of like, wait a minute, how come this and this and this and this all exactly the same thing or variation the same theme? So by the time we see it, you know, it's you know, it's sometimes we kind of like, you know, be regretful that we didn't take shorter time to get through
Right.
the, but
That took me
nonetheless,
so long.
yeah. And it's you know, we see it until we see it, right? And it's not about shaming us or blaming us or anything. If anything, it's like, hey, this is when you finally, because we don't even have the conversations, you're not even seeing it. It's because it's not a problem. And but by the time that you're recognizing it, however heart-wrenching or sad or angry, whatever that may be, hey, that is the window. So, congratulations on seeing opening this window, and that's it's what we do with it. It's that's what create the possibility. So be excited about it.
Yeah, exactly. So someone who's kind of tuning in and resonating with what you're saying, and thinking, oh, I want to kind of get started on this path. What would be a good first step? Would it be listening to your energy clearing, maybe daily or weekly?
Sure. Yep. I have two energy clearing plus any sound as well on my YouTube channel. One is a daily clearing, as well as a lymphatic cleanse that you mentioned, because it's always good to clear the lymphatic system before work on everything else. As much as a lot of this is it's energy, but we also work with on the organ levels, on the physical level. Organs and glands, they all contribute to, in addition to just what we think of as chakras and fields and energy, you know, auras, they all create, commingle, create and translate to how we think and feel and some of the reality that actually even show up to us. So yeah, those places are a great place to start. I also host something called Heal Thyself. Is a co I call it a co-healing session once a month, where depending on the month, the time, we work with specific issues, whether it's yours directly. And usually I would share some energy techniques. And lately I've been just getting people just go straight to like the way that I actually do Dan energy work together. And while I either play live sound that we can relax and deep journey into contemplations and let things arise and so that you can work with, or we'll just work for the whole sessions into something deep together.
Nice. That's fantastic. So if somebody wanted to dive a little deeper and work with you, where would they get in touch with you and find out more about your programs?
Sure. My website, I have three separate arms, if you will, of offering. One is healed. It's more like heal and coaching, because I prefer to work with you, to do energy healing work with you on you, but more importantly, actually give you all the homework and the adjustments. Like, right, like, you know, this is need to how you pluck your eyebrows, you know. Right, this is the tools you need to use to pluck your eyebrows, right? In the energy sense, so there's a healing track. There is a learning track where I have a digital course called Everyday Energy Hygiene for the Sensitive Soul. It covers a lot of before, during, and after of an encounter. How to even, you know, check to see if it's even an encounter that you should get into.
Nice.
Versus like in the middle of it, what do you do? And then of course there's always cleanup. So protections. I don't love to use the word protection, but I think that's what res you know that understood standable by people. And you know, this morning I was just thinking about it, because protections is really about strengthening your capacity to actually handle all of it. Right? To know what to do about it, to not freaked out about it. It's not somebody like just kind of giving you a dome, a shield, your high inside, and you're all set. No, it's about strengthening your own energy fields and then your capacity to know what's going on, to see with your own eyes, being not gullible, and being strong to take care of it. So And I also have a training program that actually got dive a lot deepers and talk a lot, and the coaching program too. I'll talk really in depth depending on what you're personally addressing as well. And because it's summertime, I live in New York upstate, gorgeous country field. So I also love to do sound bath in nature, as well as retreat weekends for deep dive. So I will have retreat weekends coming up for a variety of healing, as well as making energetic tools that you use for a variety of things, from cleaning food, meditations, healings, remote healings for yourself or others, etc.
Beautiful. That's fantastic. Do you have any quick parting positive words for us before we sign off?
Well, hang tight
I like that.
hang tight and keep doing your thing, because I was just thinking about this eclipse season, and some people start writing me like, hey, can you give me a healing and a protections and about it. I'm thinking and reflecting about the whole this eclipse season. Normally eclipse seasons are like a week or two before and after. Like when we think of full moon, the impact is about 2 days before and after ish. The eclipse, a week before and after, maybe a little more. This one has been hanging around for months, if not years, if you're really going to count from the very first eclipse that is in America for those of us. 2017 is a 7 year cycle. So if you kind of look back, we already been preparing unbeknownst to us. So
We can't
yeah,
help it but prepare.
exactly. So the good news is, yes, keep on doing what you're doing. And or if you all of a sudden woke up and kind of like, wait a minute, I need to catch up, like kind of feel the pressure, if you will, then they say what the best time to plant a tree is 10 years ago, and the next best time is today. So
Exactly.
yes, keep, yeah, this, there's no, the time that you recognize in, what you need to do is the best time and the right time for you. And it's perfectly legitimate. And yeah, just follow. And this is a time for us to deepen our trust, our intuition, polish, refine intuitions and our self-trust into taking the step that we need, because it's really about our responsibility. So to change out there, we really start our own energy system.
Exactly. That's awesome. Glendy, thank you so much. I'm going to make sure that we get all your info into the description box so people know where to find you. And I so appreciate you having come today. Really enjoyed this conversation. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Awesome. I will talk to you again soon, okay?
Okay, great.